Penguin Random House Audio presents The Great Beanie Baby Bubble, Mass Delusion and the Dark Side of Cute by Zach Bissonette. Read for you by PJ Oakland. Introduction. The greatest toy salesman in the world looked out at his 250 employees gathered for the Thai Inc. holiday party. "Wow," 54-year-old Ty Warner said. "I've never been in a room with so many millionaires." The salespeople cheered because it wasn't an exaggeration. It was December 12, 1998, and Thai Inc. was 3 weeks away from closing out a year of sales that would break nearly every record in the annals of the toy industry. Andy Van Gilder was seated in the back with the relatives she'd hired to answer the phones that hadn't stopped ringing with orders for Beanie Babies in close to 3 years. She thought about it. In 1993, she'd made less than $30,000 lugging trunks of porcelain figurines and collector plates to stores in two states. In 1998, selling Beanie Babies to independently owned toy and gift shops in Chicago's northern suburbs had paid her more than $800,000 in commissions. She was 30 years old. Life was perfect. The applause died down. Ty made the announcement he'd been planning for weeks. He would be giving all his employees Christmas bonuses equal to their annual salaries. Pandemonium ensued. Ty was their god, Faith McGowan, Ty's then-girlfriend, remembers. He basked in the adulation of the workers who, in the span of 3 years, had helped make him the richest man in the American toy industry.